He was a very convincing speaker, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, he was called to campaign for Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
He was, and I still have some pictures of him on the back of the train introducing President Roosevelt. He was very independent-minded. It's interesting. He was a very strong Roosevelt supporter, but at the same time, he was conservative. He was a conservative Democrat when it came to financial matters and other matters. So at times, he didn't vote with Roosevelt, which caused some consternation from the president from time to time. But he never ceased supporting him and, in fact, took me over to the White House when I was 3 years old and put me on the president's lap. I wish I could claim that I remember being on Franklin D. Roosevelt's lap, but I don't. I vaguely remember it.
You remember his aura or anything?
All I can remember about him was he was very kindly, in a wonderful, warm way. As a child, you sense that. One of the things that Dad always did with me is he shared his political experience with me. One of his very close friends was Sam Rayburn, the Speaker of the House for so many years. Very often he took me to see Mr. Rayburn when he went. And then later on, when I was in college and in high school, I would go out and Mr. Rayburn would tell my father to sit outside and wait on me, that he had some things he wanted to discuss with me. And then he would let me come into his office. We had these long conversations, and he'd tell me what he was working on and what did I think. Well, you can imagine for a 16-year-old or 17-year-old, the Speaker of the House asking you these things in his ornate office in the Capitol was quite an experience. And in fact, I tried to remember that all the rest of my life. When I got to the Senate, a lot of days there would be FFA kids from Oklahoma or other high school students and kids coming up. It'd be a very busy day, and my secretary would come in and say, well, there's this couple of young kids out here in the office that want to see you, but you don't have time to see them. And I said, no, I have to. I always thought in my mind, well, I want to pay Mr. Rayburn back for the time he spent with me as a kid.
And I was reading where your father was that kind of person, would talk to everybody at every level, not class, level.
Every level, yeah. He certainly wouldn't say class. See, that was another thing that he taught me. I would go with him and we'd be campaigning and say we'd see a mechanic under a truck or we'd see a farmer out in the field in his tractor. My dad would say, we're going to go talk to this man, whether it was the mechanic or whether it was the farmer or whether it was a bank president. He'd take me in there too. He said, and then when we get through, I want you to tell me what you've learned from that person. Because he said, there's not a person in this world you can't learn something from because they all have different experiences than you do and different insights. So I want you to tell me what you learned from listening into our conversation. What did you learn from him or her? And it was really a wonderful lesson.
You are known as a moderate Democrat.
Yes.
You spoke about your father being that. Is that where the seed of that was planted in you to be one?
I think it probably is where the seed was planted. And also the kind of being a renegade, because I was a renegade, certainly in the party. I remember my friend Frosty Troy once said about me on Halloween, David Boren's going to come masquerading as a Democrat. I got a lot of teasing about it. But I think that's what I saw from him and I heard from him always was, think for yourself. And the other thing that I took from this, including thinking about young people especially, had a real special interest in young people, was he used to say, if you're ever going to run for political office, keep your bags mentally packed. What he meant by that was, don't ever want to hang on to the office so badly that you cast a vote against your beliefs or your principles or compromise yourself in a basic way. Don't ever do that. Always have your bags packed that you can say to yourself, I don't need this job. I can just pack up and go home, because you won't stay true to your principles if you want the job more than you want to stay true to them. It was a really good lesson, and I've had to say to myself many, many times, are your bags really mentally packed when you had to take a position that maybe wasn't too popular?
And since you went on to be a public servant, how many times you meant to say to yourself, how blessed I was to have this father who taught me all these lessons?
I was so much. You know, he was just a person of complete integrity, sometimes almost to the point of being rigid, because he had such strong beliefs about things that he just would not compromise an inch. My mother was pretty much the same way, so I guess I came from hard-headedness naturally.
I was going to ask you a bit about her personality.
Well, she was very gentle. He could be gruff. Certainly, I never wanted to displease him, because if I did, I heard about it in a hurry. She was more, I would say, the indulgent mother who thought her son could never do any wrong. You know, it's been interesting. I love to read biography. So often, behind a lot of these great people are mothers that just dote on their sons. Well, I have to say, my mother did dote on me and sometimes hid me from the wrath of my father over something I'd done. She was very kind, very, very kind, but she was also very strong-minded and stubborn when it came to something she really believed in or thought should be done.
Siblings of yours?
I have a sister, my sister Susan, who's 7 years younger, who claims that I was a bossy brother because I was so much older and that I've never changed my ways, but she lives in Washington, D.C.